Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Dozens of angry teachers and parents rallied outside McClure Elementary this morning, which has been closed again because of asbestos. Here's KYW's Mike Daugherty.
After initially questioning why teachers were concerned, school was closed once again this morning for elevated levels of asbestos. Rachel Boshin is a teacher who says they've been saying this place is unsafe for over a month, yet they were at school yesterday anyway.
We entered a room and I asked about the air quality in that room and they said they did not test that room. We demanded that they test the room. The air quality tests came back elevated and unsafe.
And she's furious. So are parents.
Further tests are being done, and parents can check the district website for those results. It's not clear when McClure will reopen. The Philadelphia Energy Solutions Refinery, the site of the massive explosion last summer, is being auctioned off at a New York City law firm today. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports environmental activists and community members are there protesting.
The organization Philly Thrive put this bus trip from Gray's Ferry to the Big Apple together. Fundraising coordinator Rachel Merriman Goldring says it's a shame they even have to travel for this.
It affects all of our lives here in Philadelphia, but it's all the way up in New York. And this is a fight and a struggle that affects us here, but it's happening so far away from our homes.
She says they're holding a die-in protest because they were kept in the dark about the auction and who was bidding, and that can lead to deadly consequences.
The protesters say the focus should be on renewable energy, not fossil fuels. Cops made a horrific discovery inside a South Philadelphia home, the badly decomposed body of a young woman in the basement. Sheriff's deputies and detectives from the Human Trafficking Unit were serving a warrant at a home near 21st and Porter around 5 o'clock when they noticed a strong odor. That's when Sheriff Rochelle Bilal says they found the body.
They went into the basement and they found a decomposed body, appears to be of a female who was partially dismembered.
Police have been looking for an 18-year-old woman who went missing back in October, but they have not yet identified the body. Five people were inside the house at the time. They were all questioned, and at least one of them has been arrested. Mark D'Amico, the New Jersey man tied to a 2017 GoFundMe hoax that raised more than $400,000, pleaded not guilty yesterday afternoon to federal charges. This is D'Amico's attorney, Mark Davis.
This was the first opportunity for Mark to enter his plea of not guilty to the indictment, which was just handed up last week, that has various counts of wire fraud and money laundering.
Davis says the federal charges stem from a state case brought in Burlington County against D'Amico, his former girlfriend, Kate McClure, and a homeless man, Johnny Bobbitt. All three have entered guilty pleas in that case. The couple launched a GoFundMe campaign to help Bobbitt, a homeless veteran. They convinced people to donate by falsely claiming Bobbitt gave McClure his last 20 so she could fill her gas tank. Both McClure and Bobbitt have pleaded guilty to federal charges in this case, and they are expected to testify at D'Amico's trial. Get ready for dreams of Mediterranean travel with the theme of this year's flower show. Here's KYW's Adas Kuznets.
Pennsylvania Horticultural Society Chief of Shows and Events Sam Lemheny says this year's theme, Riviera Holiday, conjures up images of relaxation in the middle of winter.
It also has a great connection with Philadelphia, with Monaco and Princess Grace from this area.
And Lemheny says aside from all there will be to see, there will also be a lot to do with several events taking place throughout the show, February 29th through March 8th.
We have our 80s dance party, which is our Flowers After Hours party. We have Fido Friday that's returning on Friday, March 6th. So bring your dogs. We have over 300 dogs that now come.
For a complete list of events, visit theflowershow.com. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.